Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Thank you for tuning in to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Randy Bushover. The program highlights local businesses and services in the region. And if there's a local business or a service you'd like to hear from, send me an email at randy.bushover@entercom.com. Joined by Bill Lupe, who is Vice President of Sandwell Transportation. And let's kind of take that piece by piece. First of all, what is entailed in your job description? And then, what does Sandwell do?
In my job description, I oversee the freight brokerage operation and our asset-based trucking operation. As a whole, Sandwell is a collective of third-party logistics service providers. Predominantly, we offer warehousing and transportation services, but we also do real estate, supply chain consulting, and the technology services space. And we also have some small package shipping solutions as well.
So if I understand this correctly, then Sandwell Transportation, kind of under the umbrella, if you will, of the Sandwell family of businesses, would be the correct way of putting it.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. And, you know, from our perspective, if we're going to offer a customer warehousing services, they need a way to get their product either to or from the warehouse. So, you know, in that sense, that's where the transportation and the warehousing group serve each other, and we look at it as a collective and one enterprise, as the Sandwell family of businesses.
And what does who does Sandwell provide these warehousing services for? Multiple industries, and if so, cite some examples if you would.
Yeah, multiple industries. We're very focused in the food and beverage space. Some of our longest lasting relationships are with local clients such as General Mills, who has a big production facility in downtown Buffalo for both flour and cereal. Smucker's, who owns the Milk-Bone facility in downtown Buffalo, and many people don't know, but every Milk-Bone dog biscuit produced across the country is produced in Buffalo, New York, and warehoused by Sandwell. Danone North America, maker of the yogurts and a lot of organic milk products that are co-packed by Steuben and Elma, is warehoused at our facilities. And then we also have some non-food companies that we work with as well, kind of offshoots. But one of the best-known brand names is Dyson. And for Dyson, if you buy a refurbished vacuum cleaner online, through an Overstock or an eBay or an Amazon, that actually came through a Sandwell facility to be remanufactured and then resold as a refurbished unit. So we like to say that we're food and beverage focused, but we're a technology facing company, and we're good at following instructions. So, you know, along that line of remanufacturing, if you can bring us an opportunity and give us the instructions to do it, then we can do it very well.
Interested in a bunch of things that you brought up there. So, from the warehousing aspect, first of all, for the example of a General Mills, are you necessarily storing some of the product for them, or it just comes to you because they have not enough space at their own facility to hold it?
Yeah, so the latter of what you said there is exactly it. And a lot of these big production facilities in downtown Buffalo are space constrained. They just can't grow outwardly because their real estate footprint is what it is. And so they look at it like we make our money producing this product. In General Mills' case, it's flour or cereal. You know, they don't believe they make their money in warehousing. They're not looking to warehouse the product. So they will do the production. They'll do what they do best. They'll make and sell the product. And as soon as they make it, it'll come off their line and it'll go right to our warehouse. And so they will place orders against the product in our inventory to go downstream to their customers.
So in that one example, again, General Mills, multiple functions. You're literally holding the beginning product for them and then delivering it to them as they desire it. And then once the finished product, the cereal or what have you, also gets taken in by you guys and then transported to where it needs to go.
Yeah. Totally correct. So we try to handle both sides of the equation there as far as their production needs. So we're gonna keep their raw materials in our building. That might be corrugate. That might be product that's actually going into the mix of what they're making. As they need it, they're gonna call for it from us. We will deliver it to them on our trucks. They will do their production run, and once they have a finished product, they're going to send it back to us. We'll store the finished product until they have they sell it and it needs to go downstream.
And that's got to take a lot of work because that's just one client. That's not everyone you deal with. So there are literally a handful plus things that you have going on in a particular day, I'm assuming.
Yeah, there's a ton of moving pieces to it, and it's not easy. I think people think about warehousing as just putting pallets in a big box, and there is a whole lot more to it than that. It takes a lot of coordination, a lot of effort, and there's problems every day. And if there wasn't problems every day, then nobody would need us to do what we do. But we make those problems easier to handle, and those speed bumps aren't as big. A good example of a way that we've made things a lot easier for General Mills is when they produce any product, you know, before it gets to your counter and you're actually putting it, in your mouth, they need to make sure that product is totally safe and pathogen tested and good for you to eat. Obviously, there's huge liability there if they were to provide you with something that hurts you, right? So part of that whole process is that we maintain controls over when that product gets released and is able to be sent downstream for sale. And so General Mills will generally take 2 weeks to do their pathogen testing, make sure the product is all good and ready for a user to consume it. And so we maintain visibility to that product throughout the course of it being on the truck, in our warehouse. When we send it further downstream, they can say at any time, okay, we can take it off hold now, it's good for sale. And so that's just one piece of the additional complexity of warehousing food that is beyond just putting a pallet in a big box.
You're listening to Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN. Our guest, Bill Lupe, he's Vice President of Sanwil Transportation. You also mentioned work with Steuben Foods, and since there's dairy involved, I have to also naturally assume that these warehouses have some kind of a refrigeration component.
Yeah, so our West Seneca facility has a 30,000 square foot cooler, and in that space we house a lot of Steuben-based milk products. We keep cheese products that actually come in from across the country on rail cars, and we unload them at our West Seneca facility and put them in the cooler. And also a lot of creamer products as well, which is, there's a lot of Steuben is producing a lot of new nut-based products, lactose-free, non-dairy products, and so there's a lot of different things that we've now got in the cooler in that space, which we didn't have 10 years ago.
Right, and I know from having worked at a supermarket, especially with milk, you have to make sure to rotate things, so dating, very important from that standpoint.
Yeah, absolutely. Any of our food products are we're working off of expiration dates, and every batch that comes off their line, we consider that a lot. And so every lot needs to be controlled. If that lot was bad, the customer needs to be able to effectively recall that lot at any time that it's within our control. And so, yeah, exactly what you're saying. We're playing by whatever rules there that the customer is requiring of us, and sometimes that's working off of expiration date, sometimes it's working off of lot control, sometimes it's a combination of the two.
And we had talked a little bit about the fact that it's actually part of the Sonwell family of businesses, Sonwell Transportation. Sonwell, local company, but has a nationwide reach because you have some satellite warehouses as well. It's not just Buffalo here.
No, so we're we're homegrown Buffalo, and that's where we started over 70 years ago. We're a third generation family business, soon to be fourth. We actually started as Wilson Warehouse in downtown Buffalo, and that is our namesake as well. Peter Wilson is our CEO, and Sonwell is just kind of the Wilson name flipped around. We take the first three and the last three and flip it. But so we really grew up in Buffalo, and that's where our majority footprint is. We've got about 1.7 million square feet of warehousing space in Buffalo, spread across about seven buildings. And then, as you mentioned, we're a nationwide provider too, and that's a differentiating factor for us versus our competition here. So we're in Carlstadt, New Jersey. We're in Covington, Georgia, Arlington, Texas, and Reno, Nevada. And, you know, when we look at that type of footprint, you know, it really supports the globalization need that we're seeing from a lot of our customers in today's market. So, you know, if you want to be able to get product closer to your end consumer so that when they order it, they get it faster, you have to have that wider footprint. You know, if you look at like an Amazon isn't doing 1 or 2 day delivery because they ship it, you know, on a plane to you, to your door from California. That's not the way it works. You know, they've got 75 strategically located distribution centers that are closest to the densest populations in the country. So, you know, we're achieving that type of model through our nationwide footprint. And so that allows customers, whether it's full pallet shipping or whether it's something like e-commerce fulfillment, where we're literally shipping a box of something to your doorstep, it allows our customers to get it to their customers faster.
When you talk about the shipping, I'm mindful of the fact you literally need people to do the driving. Do you hire a trucking firm? Do you have your own people? And is there kind of a need for people to do that job?
So there absolutely is a need for people to do that job. We have our own trucking company. It was previously branded as Innovative Transportation, if you've seen any of those trucks around town. We recently changed the name to Sonwell Transportation, and we're rebranding a lot of the trailers as well. So in our fleet, we've got about 31 tractors, over 200 trailers, and that group really supports a lot of our plant-to-warehouse transportation need. But we're also becoming much more of a regional player for doing deliveries throughout the Northeast, throughout the Midwest. So we've got guys who are in not just day cabs, but sleeper cabs, and they'll go out for a day and do a delivery to Pittsburgh or New Jersey or Cincinnati or Virginia, and then they'll come back. So you know, we're growing our footprint in that area of the business, little by little as well. And a couple interesting things that we're doing in the realm of our trucking company is we've got some fully electric yard trucks. So we do, we call it a spotting service, but if you have a need to move trailers around at your facility, our trucks that do that are no longer diesel powered. They plug into the wall, 100% electric, like a giant golf cart, which is pretty cool. Soon we'll be doing that with our regional deliveries as well. You guys probably see in the news companies like Tesla, Nikola, Thor is another one. So we're constantly watching what those companies are doing to be on the leading edge of those purchases too, because we like to be an innovative company. Obviously, our previous name was Innovative Transportation, so that speaks to that. But when you see an electric truck in Buffalo, we want to be the first one to do it, not only for our own sustainability goals, but for our customers' sustainability goals, and from a marketing perspective too.
So very interesting. You're reducing the carbon footprint at the same time you're increasing your national footprint.
Exactly. And the carbon save is huge there. And our customers will come to us and say, we need to save X amount of carbon tonnage per year. Can you help us with that? And we'll be able to provide them with those stats that they can then use to meet their goals. We also have, normally people don't look this closely at trucks, but we have trucks that we call tri-axle trailers. So in the back of a normal trailer, it'll have two axles. You'll see two wheels in the back. So we have a portion of our fleet that has three. And so what that does is allows us to go out and get special permits from the state of New York, and it's also allowed in Ontario, where we can haul up to 70,000 pounds of product versus the standard trailer, which will haul 45,000 pounds of product. So, you know, essentially what you're getting there is three truckloads of product into two trailers. And so you're eliminating one full truckload off the road, which is a big carbon save in itself, but you're also eliminating dock time. And so that's been another thing that we've been using to drive those sustainability goals.
Very good information, and I'm glad you could stop by. Appreciate it, Bill.
Yeah, absolutely. Thank you guys for having me.
Bill Lupe, he's Vice President of Sunwheel Transportation. This is Buffalo Means Business on News Radio 930 WBEN.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.